Hey everybody, welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host Mariah, or you can call me MJ. MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast. You guys have tuned into the podcast portion. So actually today, you guys, is my first time recording both the podcast and the video on YouTube. So make sure you guys check out both if you want the same content. One's more of a visual, one is more of a listening. Remember, it's always quick and easy. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe to the podcast, the YouTube channel, whatever. Everything's going to be available in the description of today's episode. Thanks for joining. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Today's episode is about self-care. Let's get started with a quote of the week. Self-care is giving the world the best of you instead of what is left of you. Self-care is giving the world the best of you instead of what is left of you. And that is by a lady named Katie Reed. I like this quote. I picked this quote because I agree with this quote. I cannot give you something that I do not have. I can give, but that does not mean I have it to give. I can only give you what I have. So to continue to give, I have to take care of myself. So on March 9th, I did make a Facebook post asking everybody a question so I can make this episode. The question I asked was, what do you guys do for self-investment, or how do you invest into yourself? I had a couple of responses. One was paying my savings account, which I agree. You have to pay yourself work. You have to pay yourself once you get paid, because who wants to work just to work? I want to work to not just pay my bills, but to be free, to do the things that I enjoy, to go to wineries, to take trips, to have fun, to travel, things of that nature. So that's what one guy said. Another person said they were pushing their brand, promoting their business. Yes, these are ways you can invest into yourself. No one's going to push you like you're going to push yourself. And that's extremely important, I feel like, especially in the business aspect. Promote yourself, push yourself. How can I love your business or love what you do if you don't love it? Show me that you like it. Show me that you love me. Show me why I should purchase from you. Show me why I would want to. So when you put those things together into your business and show your business that you care, then your audience and your customers will show you the same thing, I would assume. Another person responded with healthy habits such as working out, writing down her goals, eating healthy. I agree 100%. Although I do not work out, I do write down my goals and I feel like I eat pretty healthy. These are all wonderful things, wonderful examples, and I do feel like they are easier said than done, because me, I'm lazy. I used to work out a little bit, but I don't anymore. But kudos to those people that do. Writing down your goals, I feel like, is going to be something that I always do, because it definitely helps me get further and it actually helps me achieve my goals. And that's important. And like I said, I care about myself. So I want to achieve my goals. I want to look good. I want to feel good. So her healthy habit, I feel like it works for her. Another person responded with listening to podcasts. Hint, hint, MJ Friends Blog, reading books, and traveling. I prefer to listen to podcasts and read books that I can relate to, or things that can help me. I like self-help books. I like podcasts that are relatable, that I can learn something from it, that I could use on a daily basis. Positive feedback, positive, something motivating, all that good stuff. Traveling can broaden your horizons, introduce you to new cultures, different walks of life, different aspects of life. And I think that's important for everybody. I love all of these general ideas, and that's why I'm sharing them today on my podcast and on my YouTube channel. Other people also mentioned facials, massages, and me time. I love me time, which is able to give me time to even record since my baby is sleeping right now. The massages and facials, I love a cute massage. I love a cute facial. It makes me feel good. So all of these are wonderful examples of self-care. I hope that you guys can utilize them in your everyday life or in your weekly life, or sometimes squeeze it in, because I want to emphasize so much that it is extremely important. And also realize that self-care isn't necessarily just relaxing yourself. Accomplishing your goals, to me, is self-care. Gaining those certifications and getting your brand out there, those are all good ideas, as well as, you know, self-investment, self-care, because once I accomplish my goals and looking back at my vision board, I feel good. It makes me feel good on the inside and outside. And also, you guys, I don't know if you know, if you go on Groupon, they have tons of certifications on there for $5 or less. That's a steal. And while we're quarantining right now, I feel like it's a good idea. It's a good investment. So why not? Like, why not invest into yourself? Why not care more about yourself? Why not do this? It's such a good idea. We're not doing anything else right now. We're social distancing. What better way to take care of yourself, rejuvenate yourself, you know, amp yourself up? I think these are great ideas. Let me know what you guys think of this episode. Let me know what you guys think of the YouTube video. Everything is going to be in the description of today's episode. Check it out. Like, share, subscribe. I hope you guys have a blessed week. I hope you have a wonderful day, and happy quarantining. Thank you.